This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. There are deep divisions in the UNC Board of Governors as they try to select a new system president. The board met in an emergency session last Friday to talk about a candidate for the position. And even though the board is now made up mostly of Republican appointees, the meeting showed there are still a lot of divisions among the members. Some board members have called for Chairman John Fenebresque to resign. They say he's shutting members out of the board selection process. Well, the latest developments come with less than 3 months remaining on President Tom Ross's tenure. He was forced out of the position and announced his resignation earlier this year. Here to help us understand what's going on is WUNC reporter Dave DeWitt. Dave, welcome back.
Hi, Frank.
You went to that meeting on Friday. Tell us why it was called and what happened.
Well, it was called as an emergency meeting the day before, much to the dismay of some members, as you outlined there. And in many ways, it was very similar to any search committee or board of governors meeting that they've had running up to it. You walk in, it's public meeting. They go through the roll call, and then they kick everybody out. And then they meet for a couple hours. They bring everybody in, adjourn, and everybody goes home. So in that regard, it was, you know, not much different from any other meeting. But what was happening around that and what we knew going in and coming out was very different because, as you mentioned, a lot of Board of Governors members, about half dozen, are very dismayed with how the process is going. You could feel the tension in that room. That's kind of unique. And so there are a lot of issues going on with this search, and there have been for some time now, around communication, lack of communication, many people feel. And it's really centered on the Board of Governors chair, John Fenebresque.
All right. Back up a little bit. Earlier this year, the board announced it was ending the tenure of current system president Tom Ross. Tell us about that and why he was fired.
Well, this is kind of where Chairman Fenebresque's issues sort of first came to the public eye, because as Tom Ross was sort of surprisingly pushed out, and there was talk that maybe he'd look to retire in a couple of years down the road or you know, otherwise be moved out of that position because he is a Democrat and was appointed by a Democratic board. Republicans wanted their own person in that job. The appointees did. But it happened quicker than even Board of Governors members thought it would. It was largely John Fenebresque's doing. He approached Tom Ross, asked him, look, we'd love to see you retire next year. And Tom Ross said, I don't want to retire next year. And they said, well, we're going to retire you then. So they fired him. But all they did was praise him and talk about how well he had done in the job. They gave absolutely no reason for him firing. In the press conference after, which was a really weird event because he was there sitting, John Fenebresque, that is, sitting next to Tom Ross, talking about how great he was, and then talking about how they needed a change, but not explaining why the change needed. This really upset a lot of the Board of Governors members, not because this had happened, but because of how it had happened.
And they weren't even told why. And in fact, there was no chance for them to discuss the potential of his going. The first time they got to talk about it was when the motion to dismiss him came up or to accept his resignation came up to the board.
Right? That's right. And it's really when we started to learn about sort of the inner groups within the Board of Governors. There are some people who are aligned closely with John Fenebresque who knew of this and others who do not. Most likely, most notably, Marty Kotas, who's a Greensboro developer. He's been most outspoken both at that meeting and then again at the Friday meeting. He's the only one who voted against Tom Ross's dismissal. He's the only one who voted against, for example, even going into closed session on Friday. And so there are people who are speaking out against sort of the secrecy of this process, but also just how the process is being run.
All right, let's talk about the process. A search committee, there was a rule change that changed the process itself. Maybe you can explain that for us.
Sure. In the past, when a Board of Governors wants to hire a new president, they form a search committee. And usually it's one of three parts. There are 32 members of the board, and they split up into three groups. One is the search committee. One is a group that writes the leadership statement. And then the third group is a screening. They screen the initial applicants and then sort of hand it off to the search committee who sort of takes the semifinalists and goes from there, comes back to the board with one candidate upon which to vote. And because of this process, they all sort of had some hand in some sort of the process. That changed back, not many people knew this because it was at the same time they were looking to close centers, and that got a lot of the attention. So now the process is an 11-member search committee, and everybody else is not really a part of the process unless those members of the search committee choose to communicate to them. And that's a lot of what's happened now. We see a lack of communication. That's the charge that's being levied by people who are not on the search committee. And really, it's a struggle for power. You know, hiring a president is the most important thing a Board of Governors does. This is the person who implements policies that they develop on all the system campuses. And so this is their most important task. And if a group of people who are used to having power in their daily lives don't have the power to hire this president, they get upset. And that's what's happened.
Maybe we should take one step back. How are the governors themselves appointed? Generally speaking, who are they on this board?
They're all legislative appointees, either appointed by the Senate or by the House. And what's interesting about that is the governor has absolutely no appointees on the Board of Governors.
All right. So let's talk about what happened. The News and Observer reported last week that the only candidate apparently being considered would be Margaret Spellings, who served as Secretary of Education at one point.
Yes, for President George W. Bush, his second term. And as such, she was a proponent of No Child Left Behind and not one of the architects. She didn't write it, but she did push it forward. She was also, and this is probably most applicable here, she did what's called the Spellings Commission, which was looked at higher education in ways that colleges and universities could be held more accountable and also have more be more open to children of low income, students of low income. So, and at that Spellings Commission, she chaired it, but it was also co-chaired by Jim Hunt, former governor, Democratic governor of North Carolina. She's seen as being pretty moderate. She comes from a political background. She doesn't come from an education background. She doesn't have a PhD, and she's never been a faculty member anywhere. She currently runs the Bush Presidential Center in Texas and has been out of sort of the daily educational things for a while. But she is seen as a real home run for a lot of reasons. She's a well-known figure nationally, a lot of respect on both sides of the aisle. But she does have a connection to President George W. Bush, which would probably put her at odds with a lot of faculty members. The faculty's had no input on this. That's not rare. A lot of times faculty don't get input into a UNC system president hire. But this would certainly create a situation that there'd be probably not a lot of faculty pleased with her hiring if she ends up being hired. So it's an interest. She is the only candidate we know about. But there has been some rumblings that there will be at least two more candidates presented.
And again, it came as a surprise when she showed up at the meeting, at least to some of the members, it seems.
You know, and this goes to sort of back to maybe this emergency meeting wasn't particularly well organized. She walked in during the open session roll call, and then she was quickly shuttered out. So, you know, you begin to wonder who's running the things back there, because that's not something that would happen. And interesting that this meeting was being held at SAS Institute. In Cary, a private company. So there were a lot of ways to shuttle her in and out without us, you know, media members knowing about it.
Talking about turmoil on the UNC Board of Governors today with WNC's Dave DeWitt today on the state of things. So then afterward, you talked about the governor not having any appointees. But now, interestingly enough, he has a piece of legislation on his desk that if he were to sign it, it would change the rules again.
Right. And that further complicates this whole issue. We talk about that small group of folks who are on the Board of Governors who are upset with this not being on the search committee and not knowing what the search committee is doing. So what they did was they went to a lot of the legislators who appointed them and said, hey, you know, we need more say in this process, or we need this process to be more open so we know what's going on and other people know what's going on. So the legislature passed a bill, overwhelming support in both houses, that says that the search committee must present three members or three candidates to the full board. And then that's pretty out there because that's not something we've ever seen before. Usually we in the media, nobody else knows about a candidate until that person is announced. And so to have that process put into place, that bill is now sitting on Governor McCrory's desk. Interestingly, it would be go into effect without his signature on October 30th. That's also the date of the next Board of Governors meeting, at least the one that's assigned. There's been a lot of speculation. That's the day that they would hire a president. So it could very easily happen that we see a president get announced that day. That bill then goes into law that night.
It's midnight.
So after, it's after they've already hired somebody. So they wouldn't have broken that law, but they would have missed it by about 6 hours. So,
but if the governor were to sign it, that would be in effect. So in other words, yep. He's choosing not to have a three people before the board to choose from.
That's
if
right.
He chooses not to sign it. It's a deliberate decision, because he can get to his office and sign the bill.
Well, that's right. And he has said in the past that his personal family friends with Tom Ross. He's got a long relationship with John Fenebresque, the board chair. And his spokesman came out in the last couple of days and said that he supports how this process has been going along with the Board of Governors. And we know that the governor doesn't get along with some members in the state legislature all that well all the time.
All right. And the Carolina Journal, which is a publication of the conservative John Locke Foundation, said that Fenebresque, Spellings, and the governor met after their meeting Friday.
Yeah, we didn't know that necessarily, that they left that meeting a little bit early, came back, that Margaret Spellings did meet with the governor. And as we said, the governor has no say in who is on the Board of Governors and really has no say in who gets hired as the UNC system president. So that is a little unique and is probably not going to help the sort of political wheels turn within the Republican Party.
All right. What happens next?
Well, we're all looking at that October 30th date. It's very possible there could be more emergency meetings scheduled between now and then. Probably wouldn't go over well with the small group, the six so, who don't like these meetings to be called in sort of this clandestine fashion. Beyond that, October 30th is that really interesting day. What's going to happen? Are they going to hire somebody before that law goes into effect? Are they going to sign it? Will there be other candidates? It's really unknown. What's interesting, though, is because there is such a splinter on the Board of Governors, there's a lot of leaks. And so we in the media know things now that we never got to know before.
And we will know more between now and then. WUNC reporter Dave DeWitt. Thanks, Dave.
My pleasure.
Dave's been covering the developments at the UNC Board of Governors searching for a new system president. Just ahead, hip-hop choreographer Rennie Harris previews a performance at Duke University, and he'll do it here on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.